follow the messages on screen for the algorithm that your navigation becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are bringing survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was very formal.
Yeah, it was. Hey, what's going on today, Cameron?
Well, today we're going to talk about riots.
Yeah, we are.
They're not really that exciting, but...
Well, they're exciting. The riots themselves are quite exciting.
They're a little too exciting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our episode's about how to get yourself out of a riot or prepare for such
an event.
Not to prepare to create a riot, but
to survive the actual riot. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else are we doing?
We've got some good reviews.
We
got Mission 22.
Yeah, the Bushcraft box.
Froze our nougats off.
We really did. We are
filming that one.
Nougatless.
But it was a great video, and Battlebox loved it.
Yeah, it was actually a really good
video.
They
loved it.
They did.
Put it on their Facebook page, right?
They sure did.
And then we've got Elite Survivor.
Yep.
We got their goodies.
One of our fantastic sponsors
Muy bueno.
Sent us a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. They just sent it to
it
us.
It was like another Christmas.
Yeah, it was. They got some awesome stuff.
Yeah, it was
which
good.
We will tell you about.
We will, yep.
Okay.
But first, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at www.tacpack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at tacpack.com. And some of our listeners really need to listen to this because we were just live a minute ago on Instagram.
I bought my first TacPack.
Who was it? I can't remember his name.
Was it Assault and Pepper?
Assault and Prepper.
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 Gosh,
yeah, he's like, oh, man, I just bought my first TacPack. So excited. And we're like, did you use the code? Oh, no. I'm like, well, what the hell, man?
Listen
when we talk.
Yeah. Casual Preppers.
That's why we're here, man.
10% off.
So, yeah, guys, go ahead and use our code.
Okay.
Hey, Cam.
Yeah.
Listener, reviews starts now.
So, we've got a fantastical review. Today.
Fantastical.
That's the title of the review. It's called Fantastical. If you guys don't know what this is, we encourage you all to leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes or Facebook, but we encourage you to be weird asses, basically. this
Congrats.
Guy definitely took that to heart.
Some weirdos out there.
His name is Silky Jupiter.
Ooh.
Silky Jupiter. Yeah. Thank you, Silky. 5-star review from Silky Jupiter saying, since being released back into the wild by my alien brothers, I've been really into prepping. These guys are awesome. They make you laugh, and you remember more information when you're enjoying yourself. Who doesn't remember the Cinderella story? A former groundskeeper about to become the Masters champion. It looked like a miracle. It's in the hole. Like I said, humor makes you remember stuff. And the best part is there's no probes involved. So I have that going for me, which is nice. Now bring me Solo and the Wookiee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thank you, Silky Jupiter.
That's sweet.
That was great.
Beautiful.
I mean,
it's fantastical.
Yeah, honestly, I can't think of anything better. Can you?
No.
So let's keep going.
Social media shout out.
Really quickly, we've got some really cool kids on social media that follow us.
Mm-hmm.
We do. The first one, this guy is always, seriously, like the first one to comment on everything we do.
Awesome.
So we love him. At Not Around on Instagram. He's an awesome dude, and he loves tacos. That's all I got to say about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you've checked out on Instagram, at Woodsman Outdoors. He's always fishing, and he's always catching a lot of fish, and he's always bushcrafting.
Jealous.
He's a bushcrafter. Yeah.
Jealous.
Super jealous. So go check out Woodsman Outdoors. He has a lot of cool stuff going on. And we just got to get Cam on our social media more. I feel like you don't know what's going on half the time.
What is social media?
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's a mad, mad world.
Cam, I'm going to ask you to go first.
I went first last time.
You did?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I didn't.
I don't think you did.
Okay, fine. I'll go.
I want you to go first, though.
So... like I was saying on our live Instagram,
yeah,
this is about Russian hackers. So, did you see that the United States is like, you know,
putting sanctions on them?
I love how Obama, this last second, going to come down hard on Russia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Take that, Vladimir.
And I love how Trump, he's just like, well, we'll just let it go. It's not a big deal. But I mean, you know, you don't want to let it go. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. The freaky thing is, you know, I got reading into, you know what they did. And I'm just like, you know, how vulnerable are all is everybody? Yeah. And what I was saying, I hadn't, you know, maybe I won't tell you the specific game that I went and played.
Why not? Why?
You
don't want to say it?
It's an embarrassing.
Oh, is
game.
That what that was? Oh, I get it now.
That's why I kind of.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, okay, so it's Grand Theft. I'm sorry. Moral, you know.
Nobody
you
can, cares.
Nobody
just
cares
talk about
how immoral
nobody cares.
I am. Anyway, it got hacked, and I tried to like restore my account because I hadn't been on for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And I got in, and it was just all, everything was in Russian.
Really?
Like, the yacht and stuff was written in Russian, and like, all my friends were Russian. I had to delete them all, but I'm like, man, those freaking Russians just hacking everything.
Jeez, man. They got into your game.
How much of that really goes on in our system?
A lot.
And to affect our government, that's even more creepy.
A lot.
So I'm like, duh. The government's falling dang. Apart.
Dang.
Computer. Russian hackers. Pretty soon we're going to have, you know, Russian Bill of Rights. And
yeah.
We're going to have Russian flag on the White House.
I don't think they have a Bill of Rights. You have the right to remain silent, comrade. That is it.
They're going to make up their own laws and we're going to all be like, I think that's already been. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. So hackers. Yeah. Screw you.
Fantastic. I love it.
Screw me.
This is something I just feel bad for all you Californians.
Californians.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the new Prop 30 or 63 that passed over there. Just more
Does it
and
have
more.
Have something to do with homos? Sexuals?
It might be, but I don't really care about that, honestly.
I had to finish that word. That was a little bit.
Yeah. Prop 63 basically outlawed the possession of magazines that carry more than 10 bullets. That is such bullcrap. Required background checks for buying ammunition and banned the sale of certain types of semi-auto rifles.
Fun.
This is freaking bullcrap.
Sounds
Seriously.
Like California.
It's ridiculous. It just keeps, I mean, shall not be infringed.
Yeah,
they just need to go back and read it. Shall not be infringed.
They don't care.
You know. It's,
well, I interpret it this way.
Yeah. So, honestly, if you live in California, it's time to leave. It's time to just get out and show them that they can't keep doing this crap. You know. And I guess it did pass. Like it passed by a vote of the people. But
it's a blue state, man.
Get over to Utah. You know what I mean? Just come over here. Get to Texas.
There's plenty
I don't
of
care.
Californians here.
There's
now.
A lot of red states. Just go get to them.
Come in the middle. Come in the bulk.
Yeah. So anyways, that's my mad, mad world. It's
mad.
Getting worse and worse.
Freaking mad.
It is, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Ready
Cameron.
To rock it.
Yeah. What is this note that you have written there? I can't figure it out.
I don't know. Skip it.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Oh, the Anglo-American?
Yeah.
Deja vu.
Yeah, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, I guess I didn't say the Russians, what they did was they shut down the Anglo-American college in Russia.
Oh.
Which is for, like, the ambassador's kids from United States and Great Britain.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, screw you, and they just shut
oh,
it off.
I see.
So, you know, they're yeah. kind of pissed about.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Russia's a fun one to piss off, too.
They are, yeah. They're good. That Cold
they're
War
easy
was,
to piss off.
Cold War was a good time.
Well, that's what he said is, this is Cold War deja vu
oh.
in their Twitter account.
Who
like
said
the,
that?
The Russian
oh my gosh.
Embassy.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Man, I missed that. I'm going to have to go look
it's
at that.
A Cold War deja vu. I was like, oh.
Jeez.
Yeah, thanks for bringing those up. I forgot.
Crazy stuff
that.
Has been happening.
So, yeah, Russia
then
was
you saw the,
not happy.
Russian ambassador get murdered
yeah.
by the...
sure did.
Who the heck was... I can't remember exactly who it was.
I was morbid enough to watch the
that
video.
That was crazy to see that live, wasn't it?
It was.
Comes out with his nine and busts
weird.
A cap. Busts a cap. Busts a cap on that Russian. Okay, so let's get into the podcast, Surviving Riots. We've had this on our list for a while.
Yeah.
We've been wanting to do it, and now we decided to do it. That was the timeline.
Yeah.
We had it on our list. We wanted to do it.
And we
and now
are
we're
doing
it.
It.
And now
yeah.
we're doing it.
So, yeah.
So go ahead, Cam.
History of Riots.
Yeah, let's.
So we first just want to talk about the history of riots.
Yeah.
Because there's been a billion of them. Like, I went to Wikipedia to look at riots in the United States,
yeah.
and it was just nuts.
Was it?
And it just gets, like, the century, you know,
yeah,
21st is just like bigger and then it gets bigger and bigger. It's just
right.
It's creepy. So
super.
So I started with one that's pretty old. The New York draft riots. Of
is this like the
July
13th, 1863?
Yeah. So no, this was basically an uprising against the government for the draft into the American Civil War. and it pissed him off big time. And it had a lot to do with race.
Yeah.
Because a lot of African Americans, you know, were taking a lot of the jobs because they were now free. The Civil War was for freedom.
Yeah.
Of, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
And these people were coming over, you know, that had nothing from Europe and stuff.
Yeah.
Or all of a sudden getting drafted into a war to fight for crap they didn't want. And
yeah.
It just, anyways, it was chaos and
complete and utter chaos.
Chaos, yeah. So 2000 to, like 2000 is what Wikipedia says. Other places says 2000 to 8,000 injured.
2000 to 8,000.
It's a big freaking thing.
Yeah.
But 120 dead. Who knows how many it was.
Okay, 2,000 to 8,000 injured.
185 million estimate of damages.
Is that adjusted for inflation?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Because if it was from back then, that's a lot that's of like damage.
Trillion.
That's a lot of dead goats and sheep.
No,
man.
It was, yeah, it was adjusted.
All right.
April 5th, 1968, Chicago, Illinois. So Martin Luther King was shot the day prior, and then riots ensued 30 blocks of Chicago.
Jeez.
48 injured, 11 dead, about 10 million in damage. That was a bad one.
Yeah.
No good. And then one of the more famous
everybody remembers
riots
this one.
Was the LA riots that erupted after the acquittal of four LAPD officers for Rodney King.
Can we all just get along?
Yep. So 53 died, 3,000 were injured, and the city lost over $1 billion in property damage.
Yeah, do you remember watching some of those videos of those looters just like pulling truckers out of their trucks?
Yeah, it was freaky, man.
Beating the living piss out of them.
I was like, where is this? What country?
Yeah.
I didn't.
This must be Venezuela.
Seriously, that's what I remember seeing it and thinking it was a different country. I was like, it's the United States. And now I'm like, riot, riot, riot on TV. I'm like, no.
I'm sick of riot these freaking
there. There's
riot.
A riot, riot. Yeah. The other, I didn't mention in the Chicago one, it experienced one of the worst food shortages.
Because of the riot?
Yeah. So, screwed everything up.
Dang. Prep that food, bro.
Another one, very famous, recent.
Yep.
Ferguson, Missouri. August 10th, 2014, when Michael Brown was shot. Mm-hmm. And
hands up, don't shoot.
Yep. This one was just a mess. Oh. And there was actually like waves.
Yeah.
The first one was, you know, when they found out about it and went to trial, and then when he was acquitted, and and then the third one was in the anniversary. I didn't even know that happened. What a joke.
That riot was insane because, I mean, they were just trucking people in from out of town for that sucker.
Such a joke.
You know what I mean?
And there was a lot of celebrities that
it's
were.
It's kind of one of those organized riots a little bit.
I know.
There's been a lot of those lately, obviously. Yeah, but
there has. It's been just garbage. Mm-hmm. I mean, even a pumpkin festival can turn violent.
I felt. You know what?
The New Hampshire Pumpkin Festival.
Do you remember when we went to the Pumpkin Festival like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I felt like this is bull, man.
We went there with our families and it was just so crowded and people were just bumping into you and lines were being cut. And
I was ready to start throwing pumpkins at people. Seriously.
I was like, I'm going to bust this bottle over this kid's head. In New Hampshire in 2014, there was like a huge riot. It started because of the college, like the kids had this huge party.
Yeah.
And it just erupted into a nasty riot.
Man.
At a freaking pumpkin festival.
New Hampshire?
Good show.
Ah, you got it? Oh, I'm glad you got
done.
It.
Done.
Some people don't get it.
What about Bob?
Yes. Okay, so.
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire? So I want to really quick, I wrote this down. I don't even know if we need to go through this, but definition of a riot, noisy, violent public disorder caused by a group or crowd of persons, as by a crowd protesting against another group, a government policy in the streets. Riots are becoming more and more prevalent. Seriously, just like you said, it's like a constant stream of riots on the news.
It really is.
Psychologists use the term mob mentality to describe what happens during a riot. You know, and there's like a whole branch of study that it's called crowd psychology, basically.
That's why
when people get together, it's just, it flips in their head, like something switches and they lose all moral compass.
They do.
They become freaking crazy. They have no inhibitions.
Chimpanzees.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't, I guess they become violent, destructive, you know, it's no good. Chaos. So basically a riot, I mean, when you think of riots, you think chaos, right? I mean,
chaos.
And complete and utter chaos, and
a
recipe for
busting windows,
disaster, fire, smoke. I mean, that's what you think of, right?
Yep.
Just not a good place to be.
Yeah,
it's just not. It's just not
double sided. You know, got
Yeah.
The cops are just as scary as the rioters.
Yeah, and for good reason, because they're just trying to stop what's going
on.
And
they have no idea, yeah.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit. So we know that the cops are out there doing what they're supposed to be doing, but you need to be aware that they're out there.
They can't differentiate.
They can't differentiate you. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. So the biggest threat is violence, really. You know, like I said, in the LA riots, that video of those, you know, that mob of people just pulling the guy out of the truck.
People have nothing to do with
it. And just beating him like a hen in a sack. Seriously, just beating the crap out of him.
Yeah.
So that is not good at all. So
it makes total sense, really, you know. Just beat this guy to death. I'm going to beat you to death and pull some random person off and almost kill him.
Like we said, it's that crowd psychology. Like they lose.
They do.
They lose that train of thinking that's normal. They lose it. So, you know, in a riot, you need to worry about, one of the biggest things is thrown projectiles, you know, stuff is getting thrown everywhere, bottle rocks, you know what I mean? It's just,
they really do.
Really, it's everywhere. Stampedes, there's people that get stampeded in these things, and that's no bueno.
They do.
Yeah.
I know, they fire one tear, you know, gas grenade, and people just all run the opposite direction.
People
and
lose
plow
it.
People over.
Yeah.
Get smashed.
There's always a possibility of someone having a firearm in there and using it in a way that they shouldn't be using it. And also the cops.
Like up from windows and sniping cops. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, a big thing in riots is looting and property destruction. That's probably the biggest thing that happens.
Oh, of course.
You know, they got to go find the cop car. I'm pissed off.
Let's
because
roll it over.
That guy got arrested. And now I'm going to burn a cop car.
And get a free TV.
Yeah. And I need some ciggies.
Microwave.
Yeah, so property destruction, that's a bad thing. So one thing you have to worry about, like we said, is inadvertent police harm. So even if you just get caught in this thing and you're not one of the bad guys, the cops have no idea.
Mm-mm.
You know, they're just out there trying to stop what's going on or at least keep it in a contained area.
Yeah.
So if you go running up to a cop,
you know their adrenaline's pumping. And they're freaked and they're worried about.
And they're having stuff thrown at them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're trying to watch all around.
You always watch when they have those shields and just like glass is busting against it.
So
freaky.
You need to be careful. You know, just don't go running up to a cop. It's not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. You know, they're gonna have their batons. They're gonna be shooting tear gas all over. There's going to be rubber bullets, the water cannons, and they're going to have their guns. So watch it.
Their water guns.
Their water guns. So anyways, that's kind of the introduction to riots, right?
Freaking riots sound crazy.
They do. I'm scared about these riots now. Really quick before we move on, Cameron, can we talk about the 3%er real quick?
Perfect timing.
The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They're extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3percenter.com and get the best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. 3percenter.com, Cameron. But when you go there, use code CASUALPREPPERS. Okay, you're going to get 10% off.
Yeah.
Guys.
This is real.
Now, I'm not joking.
You really can get 10%.
You will get 10% off your order.
Yes, just use our name.
Buy like 15 shirts.
Yeah.
Get 10% off.
You know, I wore their shirt over the weekend, and I got two compliments on it.
Did you?
Don't tread on. That's a cool shirt, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Did you say, that's just the 3%er?
Yeah.
We love those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So,
good stuff.
Yeah, 3%er. And so let's move on, Cam. How do you prepare before one of these suckers breaks out?
Yeah. Have you ever thought about preparing for a riot?
Honestly, no.
Me either.
I mean, like, personally, like, I'm not thinking about it. But like we said, we were on that live stream a minute ago, and who's it, Learning to Be Prepared?
Mm-hmm.
He said he's from L.A., and that's something he has to think about.
You do.
So this is one of those, like, locational type threats that if you're in an area that is prone to this kind of stuff, but really it can happen anywhere.
No, it's true.
It can happen anywhere.
But that's one of the big things. A lot of people, it's funny, a lot of the websites you look at, it's like how to prepare for a riot, and they're like, move, know?
Yeah.
Get out of those towns.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not the easiest thing for most people. I mean,
get
you've got a good job, you're from there, you know, that can't happen.
Yeah.
But truly, a riot can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
It would be pretty funny if it happened in our town, but not that funny.
Hey, you never know.
It could.
It absolutely could.
People have been pretty pissed about oil and everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. So,
So, you know, getting out of those prone areas, you know, a lot of websites talked about areas that have civil unrest. So those big, you know, yeah. Chicago's probably not a safe place.
No.
LA's chaos.
Detroit, yeah.
All those freaking hippie towns. Not hippie towns, but they're just left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The big cities, I mean, any big city in general has just a lot of mixed population, a lot of mixed ideas. Yep. And yeah, it's just easier
for rights. A lot of different people living in one area.
Yeah, yeah, right.
A lot of different types of people.
Yep. Posh suburbs, you know, gentrified neighborhoods, big, you know, places that look wealthy or, you know, not always is it downtown, but they're going to seek out those areas where they're going to get the most out of their rioting and, you know, looting. So things to kind of try and avoid are, you know, driving a really fancy car. If you love that stuff, you know, go for it. If you can afford it, cool. But they're probably going to, you know, be a little bit more pissed off if you're, you know,
depending on what the ride is,
wearing a fur coat and, you know, you got all this jewelry on you.
I got to stop wearing so much jewelry.
I know. You know, you saw what happened to Bruce Wayne's parents.
I know.
They're all fancied out.
I've seen it over and over, and every time it makes me sad.
It does. So, you know, try and avoid standing out like that. You know, driving your BMW, you know, with your gold teeth in.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do that.
I usually don't wear mine to town.
I don't. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I usually cover them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You have some veneers you can throw on real quick.
Wax. Just kind of.
Yeah.
Anyways, a really good thing to do is familiarize yourself really well with where you live.
Yeah.
You know, different streets, you know, like this little town that we live in. It's like there's the paved road and the dirt road.
Yeah. Well, there's more. There's more roads than you think.
There really, yeah.
It's always a good idea, you know, besides riots. It's just a good idea to know.
No, and we've talked about
that
too. Yeah. You need to know different routes if you can't get home and things like that.
Yeah. Or trying to get bugging out or something. If you have to, you know, several ways to get where you're going, especially around town, the town that you live in. You know? Yeah.
But like, you know, I lived in Portland and, Portland, Oregan, and it's the worst place to drive.
That's what you're saying, hippie town.
That is hippie town.
That's hippie central.
But that place is a joke. Like, you get off, you cannot get back on the highway or the main road off the same way you got off.
Do they tax you before you get back on?
It just takes you right into riots. Like, the roads, says riot.
Does it?
Turn left. But
I did go to Portland once. I went to the thing they do downtown or what is it, like the market or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy, man.
Talking about hippie town.
Yeah, that was...
Gypsies everywhere,
like clowns and stuff all around. Like, I'm like, what the?
They have good food down there, though.
Yeah, they did have fantastic
the little
food.
Vans and stuff. They're really good. But yeah, you know, knowing how to get home from work and alternative ways and and things like that, because you know you want to avoid any way you can a riot. You don't want to go right through the middle.
Nope.
Then it moves into what to do at home. You know.
Yeah.
Always talk about this. Stockpile. You know, have your food, have your water. Because you don't know how long you're going to be in.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's riots last for days, man.
They do.
You know?
It's crazy how long some of those last. Like, and then what we were saying about that Chicago one, you know, it was the worst food shortage, you know, that they'd had in a long time. And,
yeah.
Or, you know, one of the worst food shortages that they've ever had. And that was because of a riot. So,
no deep
you know,
dish pizza
they're
in sight. Yeah.
The grocery stores and convenience stores are not going to be left alone.
No.
People are going to want their ding-dongs.
Yeah. Walmart.
Walmart's destroyed. It's going to burn to the ground.
Yeah. Walgreens. It always seems to be those little drug stores. That
it does.
Just get,
yeah. Those are going to get pounded.
Oh, my gosh.
Kmart will be left alone.
Yeah. It's like, I ain't going to get
that. Is there
that
anything
crap
in there?
What do they even have there?
We're
always mean to Kmart on this podcast.
We are.
That?
But I love shopping at Kmart.
I'll
There's
shop
nobody
there.
That's why I like it.
It's like me and like three old ladies.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
You just check out when you're ready and you're done.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of spreading out your supplies, not having everything, you know, you don't want a mound of food piled up in one corner of your house.
We've talked about that before, you know, keeping some stuff in your car, obviously.
Yeah, it's a good storage spot.
Maybe stuff out in a shed or something like that, a locked shed.
Because if you are, you know, if you live in one of those suburbs just outside, you know, looters can come out and, you know, you might be hunkered down in the basement.
Yeah, like I said,
be busting everything
they
up.
They got
upstairs.
That mob mentality and stuff. They start doing crazy, wacky.
They do.
Wacky.
So you're wacky. Never safe.
Nope.
They are out to get us. We are out to get them.
Wait, what's that?
Neighbor.
What?
We are out to get them. Neighbor.
Neighbor?
Yeah. Yeah, know. Neighbor. We are out to get them. Isn't that what he says?
I don't know. I
it's on the burbs.
I don't remember what part that is.
It's when Art is talking to him at the very end on the news. He's like, we are out to get him.
Yeah, no, I get
anyway,
you.
Sorry about the movie quotes. The next step is to focus on some self-defense and home defense, you know,
right.
Ways to bar up your windows, things, how to secure your home if you're close to a riot, you know. You got your safe spot, but
yeah.
There are going to be some nutty freaks.
Yeah. You know, home security system is always a good idea.
Yeah. And I don't do this very well, but carrying small amounts of cash.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if a rider comes up, you at least have something to give to him. You know, a lot of people talk about having like a fake wallet.
I wrote that down later, but that's good.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Good. I'm glad.
No, seriously, because if they come up to you, you know, they got a gun.
Yeah, you're like, whatever. Here, I've got, you know,
I got
25
20
bucks.
Take it.
Yeah,
that's all I got.
Whatever. And they'll be happy to
take
whatever.
Take it and they're going
to
go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So another big thing that we've talked about a million times, EDC kits.
Yes.
So if you got
important.
Your everyday carry, you're going to survive.
You really will. Like, the more and more I learn about all this stuff, the more and more.
It all meshes together.
No, just the EDC is just like one of the most important things you
can
do.
It really is.
Like, absolutely. That's why I got to get that Maxpedition EDC.
I put that sucker above bug out bags.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yes, yes.
Water's the only thing above, and tampons.
Yeah, and
we had a listener that
countermeasures
really wants us to talk. And I, countermeasured tampon.
yeah.
If you don't use it, you just break top starts. That'd be awesome. That's a good idea.
A countermeasure / tampon. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The EDC kits, man. There's just no way you could get in trouble with an EDC kit.
Well, you could. There are ways, but yes. I mean, it's really, really important.
Not being serious, Kobe. You don't have to correct me.
Okay.
God.
Yeah.
Be in shape.
Aw, damn it.
So we talk a lot about the zombies chasing you, but people are going to be a lot faster.
They are.
And if you can get, you know, Kobe's going to talk about how to keep your composure.
Oh, crap.
Save energy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not that well in shape. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, you don't know. You might be on foot all the way back to your house to make sure things are good.
Yep.
And running away from people, climbing ladders, breaking through windows.
Yeah, rolling on the ground, somersaults.
You want to become a rioter, but you're not a rioter.
Yeah. No, it's true, though. It's one of those things that you need to be in shape. You never know what's going to happen.
Seriously.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I always put that one on the bottom of the list, and it's going to kill me.
Like, these are my to-do prepper items, like getting in shape at the bottom.
I know.
Need to do
water,
it.
Food, collect swords, get some axes, countermeasures.
That's my to-do.
Toilet
it's
paper.
Like, it's like toilet and then, paper and knives. I got, like, that's on the very top of my list.
In shape. Get in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at the bottom. And I think, you know, having good situational awareness.
The next one.
I know. Did you see that? So having
can't
a good situational awareness of, you know, having different plans of, you know, you got to just be aware of what's going on around you. Not just, I'm going to stick to this plan. And I'm going to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You might have to go to plan B or C. So just watch what's going on.
Yep. Yeah. The other one, the next one I put in there for women's. So
hey,
riders, you know. Some riders.
This
probably,
is the best advice we can give you, ladies.
This is if there's any women's out there.
Oh, ladies, this is what we're gonna need.
You wanna? This was on forums, okay?
I
lots
know,
of them.
I know. I just
and it makes a lot of sense. I'm just trying to save the ladies.
But why can't this be for guys too?
This one's for the ladies. What?
Why can't it be for guys too?
It can be.
Okay.
So, look unattractive. So, you know, if you're an attractive female.
Some of you ladies already got this covered.
Yeah, that's what I put in there. For some, this will be a cakewalk.
Oh, you did put it in there. Oh, my gosh.
Well, got that one covered. Check. Clean off your makeup, wear baggy clothes, just don't look attractive. You know what I'm saying, though. There's some freaks that are like,
I do know what
I'm getting real horny doing this rioting.
Gosh, breaking windows is getting me off. You know what I mean? It's just like...
It sounds dumb, but I'm just talking about protection, man.
There's adrenaline pumping in your system and other stuff pumping and, you know...
I've got too much blood flow downtown.
I feel like a man. I need to get rid of my manly hormones.
There's a good look... No. So.
Oh, damn it. She's
Yep.
got no makeup on. Her clothes are baggy.
Oh, that's not attractive.
Never mind.
I don't want that.
Never mind.
Now I'll go back to stealing TVs.
I need another flat screen.
Throw this and throw that. And, you know, conceal carry if you can.
Yeah.
It's going to, not that I'm telling you to shoot rioters.
But, yeah, you might have to.
You know, if they're, yeah, it could get crazy.
It can.
You might want a gun.
Word.
So, yeah.
Word.
That's it. I approve these.
Fantastic.
Different steps and messages.
So, look, so guys, if you actually do get caught in that riot, if you...
Clean your makeup off.
Clean off your makeup.
Wear back clothes.
Stretch your pants out and get and run.
If you can, wear some mom jeans.
Yeah, mom jeans.
Wear them into work.
Wear some JNCOs if you can.
FUBU shirt, yeah. JNCO.
Yeah, something like that. So, you know, number one rule is always... I lost my train of thought.
There's a girl out there writing this down.
Yeah, she's
right
like,
now.
Oh, damn it. I got to look. It's
I
on
a
track.
I wondered how I'd survive.
Next time I'm doing this. Avoid riots. That's your number one piece of advice. Yeah. Just don't go there.
Plan A.
It might sound like, oh, I want to go check that out. You know what I mean? But don't do it. It's always avoid it.
I don't have makeup on today.
Hey, dear,
I
did
can
you
get down in there?
I didn't put makeup on this morning.
I'm going to go in deep. I'm going to go down in there.
I'm going to go in deep.
Deep in the riot.
I know that, but just like I can imagine some girl looking in the mirror. I'm going in deep. I look like hell today.
All right.
Anyways,
no more of that.
So here it is. You realize you're in the riot, right?
Here it is.
Here it is. Look, here. Okay, you've got me all flustered now, man. Okay, so you're in the riot. You're caught in there. You know what I mean. You didn't avoid it. You didn't listen to rule number one. What are you going to do first? You need to assess the situation. Look around.
Situational awareness.
Situational awareness. Are you in immediate danger? Or is it just kind of getting bad and not looking good, right? Is it going to get worse?
I think I'd always say, I'm in immediate danger.
You always say that?
Yeah.
You're just always in
just
immediate danger?
Just doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Immediate danger.
First thing, is there an easy way out? Just look for that first way out. You know, if you can see a side street, you can get the F out of Dodge. Get the F out of Dodge. Just do it that very second. Yeah. Don't stick around. Don't watch the people break the windows. Don't watch the cops beat up the dudes on the street. What are you laughing at over there? Just everything.
No, that end of mine just yeah. turned into a disaster.
Yeah, it sure did. That was a riot.
But I'll save every woman ever.
You're just
in a
doing
riot.
Women a huge favor today.
There's just a bunch of crazy men and some really ugly females out here.
There's a bunch of ladies wearing baggy pants.
What is this? It's like a flash mob dance. What is this?
So first thing to do, you know, remain calm. Always remember, you know, once you get that adrenaline pumping too much and you start freaking out, that's when you start making stupid decisions.
Yeah.
So remain calm. And I think we did talk about this before. I think, yeah, it was the last episode, actually, in the travel episode. Immediately become the gray man. Blend in to what's going on. That doesn't mean go break a window.
No.
Right? But go with the flow.
It means get a shield, put on a blue uniform.
Yeah, don't do that either. So the thing is, you know, keep your head down. Don't make eye contact with people, because when you make eye contact with people, they see you, right? And they you never
you
know.
You kill me? What are you looking at?
My pants are super baggy.
What? Got his trucker's best friend. What is that thing called?
Trucker's friend. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So yeah, keep your head down. Avoid confrontation. Don't run. Like, you're going to want to just run, right? Because you're scared.
Yeah.
Well, some people
unless
are.
Unless you're not fit.
Unless you're not fit, then you're going
to
jog slowly.
You really don't want
and then
to run.
Walk, and then jog, and then walk, and then jog.
Jog.
Yeah.
You're going to wog.
You're going to wog.
You need to wog quickly out of the danger.
Yes. So go with the flow of people if you can. So that's kind of the first things to do. Don't freak out. Don't start running. Just chill, bro. Chill. So, if you happen to be in that riot and you get confronted, right? There's a few things you can do. We're going to go over that right now. This
confronted
is
by the
rioters
or the
rioters,
cops.
Rioters. We're going to talk with rioters.
Coppers.
So, the first thing is don't be a dick.
No.
Seriously, because I'm going to be out there and like,
what are
you idiots doing? No, don't be a dick. Just be agreeable. And say, yeah, whatever, just agree with whatever they're saying. Like, you want to go knock over that police car over there? You expect, yeah, dude, yeah. And then, you know, kind of try and veer off.
And then walk out of there.
Walk out of there.
I got baggy pants on. I'm not part of this.
Don't worry about it. So yeah, go ahead and just kind of be agreeable. Don't be like, hey, you shouldn't be doing this, man. You know, my mom taught me that this is a bad thing.
We're not going to do
that. Just go. Just go. It's not time to give your opinion. It's time for you to survive and get out of there. True. Right? So if you see smoke, that's not like where they're dropping the little, what do you call it, a crate with goodies in it. Right? I'm thinking video games right now.
Somebody had a 15 kill streak.
Oh my gosh. It's a supply drop. No, it's not a supply drop. Okay. It's bad. It's either like tear gas.
Somebody crouched around.
It's fire. It's
my
tear gas.
Supply drop.
It's chemicals or it's fire. Avoid that at all costs. Yep. Not a good idea. Avoid law enforcement. Like we talked about before. You know, the cops have no idea.
Supply drop.
The cops have no idea if you're a protester or you're a dude that's scared. They don't see a difference at that point. So just avoid them. Because you might think, oh, I'm just going to sit up by the cops, you know, because they're the police and they like to help people.
Do they?
Just walk your way out of there. Walk your way out of there. All right.
Plan one, walk. Walk out of the situation.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to make a video now of you walking out of, like, different
situations. I'm not doing it. No, nobody.
Like the
speedwalkers, so.
You know, like the moms in the really white tennis shoes and the blue sweatpants. I don't know why your sweatpants are blue. But,
yeah, yep.
We're going to have to do that. Yeah.
That's going
to
protect the female if they look like that and they're walking out of there.
It could.
Let them go.
So, be constantly on guard. Don't let your guard down. Don't gawk at the stuff going on. Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. No, just always pay attention, you know. So if you are, we talked about concealed carry. If you are carrying, don't pull out your weapon unless you have to. Cuz if you pull out your Glock,
I'll just walk with it on my side.
Yeah, if you pull out your Glock and a group of 30 people see you with a gun,
yeah. Yeah.
They're going to lose their collective minds, man. Yeah. They're going to freak out. So don't do it unless your life is like in immediate danger.
Right.
Just don't.
Do you remember on this is stupid because it's a movie, but you remember on War of the Worlds when Tom Cruise has the pistol?
Yeah.
Remember, and they like take the car from him? Somebody just walks up and like shoots that guy there.
With
his pistol.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Don't pull your pistol out, man.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I agree.
People will rush you and probably kill you.
Yeah. Especially if you're a Scientologist.
Yeah.
And then, you know, also, let alone the mob, the police are going to see you. Right? I had to burp. Ugh. So that's bad. If the police see you with a gun, it doesn't matter if you're a good guy or a bad guy.
You did, man.
You are going to die, probably. Yeah. You're either going to die or you're going to have a tasered or you're going
to
hit with rubber
bullets. There's going to be a riot because you were beat to death.
Yeah. You're going to cause more riots, basically, is what's going on.
Right.
So don't do it, all right? Mm-mm. So maybe you're the dude that keeps pepper spraying his EDC, right? Maybe that's you. I don't know if it is you.
Pepper spraying it?
What?
It sounded like you said keep pepper spraying your EDC.
Nobody's
going to touch this.
No, maybe you keep pepper spray in your EDC kit, okay?
I think that's a good idea.
But it's not really a very good idea in a mob or a riot.
No.
Because in the craziness, you could just as easily spray yourself or spray your neighbors or your family. Yeah. You know, it's not, you know, there could
I'll
be,
get you sprayed around and get all your kids right
It's
in
just
eyes.
Not a good idea in that kind of chaos. Just don't
I
do
still
it.
Think it's a good idea to have it.
No, it's not a bad idea to have it.
But I wouldn't
saying,
pull it out. I agree.
In the riot, probably not the best option.
So the best thing is probably to not pull anything out when you're in a riot.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Unless your life is in danger. That's the caveat there. Unless your life is in danger.
Okay.
Okay. And here's the thing. This might sound like a dick thing here, but it's not.
Dick.
I know it's not the time to be a hero, right?
Yeah.
And that's especially true if you're with your family. Like if you're downtown and you got little kids and you got your wife, I don't care what's going on. I'm getting out of there.
Yeah. I don't care.
You know what I mean? Don't be a hero. Get your family to safety. And if you feel like you need to go back to help somebody, then do it. But just get them out of there first. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Be selfish.
Unless it's a little kid. I'd probably pick up the kid. And
okay,
get him out of there.
Unless it's a little kid, but
I know what you mean. If I know,
okay,
I know.
All right, Okay, so Cam, say you have a mob coming at you. What the F are you going to do?
Walk out of there.
You're going to walk out of there. You're going to take your own advice.
I'm not going to pull anything out, and I'm going to walk out of there.
Yep, exactly. So there's a few things you can do. One thing, this sounds, the more I read this, I mean, it makes sense, but it sounded a little counterintuitive, like maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But if you have like a whole bunch of people, like a mob coming after you, say they're protesting Mormons, and you happen to be a Mormon, and they figure that out, okay? So then they come after you. They all want your blood. You know, they're Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, they're like, it's like BYU versus Utah here. You know, it's a rivalry. So they want to get you. One thing you can do, and this sounds, like I said, counterintuitive, but get up against a wall because you only have to defend in front of you.
True.
At that point.
Makes sense.
But, like I said, that sounds counterintuitive because you're kind of stuck there.
Yeah.
So I don't know
but
if that's...
you're not going to get clubbed over the back of the head.
Yeah, you're not
going
to get hit in the back of the head. At least you can defend yourself from the front, right? It's just, it's kind of scary to do that. Right. Another thing you
don't
do,
like it.
Get objects in between you and the rioters. Get behind a car, get behind a barricade. Just run and find those things to get in between you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, finding your way out of a riot.
How do you do that?
It can be difficult. Mm-hmm. It really can.
Sounds like it.
So first thing to do, keep your family close. If you're with your family or your group, hold hands. Or lock
surround yourself
elbows.
In your family so you're the most protected.
Yeah,
and then just use them as a shield.
Get your daughters around.
Push
you.
Push yourself on out.
But lock elbows. If you have little kids, pick them up. You know, because that stuff's gonna get nutty, and you don't want to deal with nutty. All right. If you fall and can't get up, I'm sorry, but you're probably dead. No. what you're gonna want to do is ball up, cover your head. You know, this is kind of the same
stuff. Protect your vitals.
Yeah, protect your vitals, neck, and your head and your organs.
Reproductive organs.
Reproductive organs first, then move on to heart.
Then your head.
Heart and liver and head.
I want this and this. I'll try and protect the kidneys.
Yeah, I'll get rid of them. So if you're in a riot. You happen to be driving. You know, we've all seen those videos.
Done it.
Have you?
What?
Oh, I thought you said you've done
no,
it.
I said,
thought you said done it.
I said gun it.
Done it. No. Don't. Please don't gun it. That's going to be bad.
Yeah, that's happening too often.
Yeah, so just drive normally. Avoid the main streets if you can. Like, if you're getting downtown and there's riot downtown and you have to be there for some reason.
Follow your driver's education on riot driving. Is that what you're saying?
I don't remember that part of the test.
I'd hate to be in a car.
No, it would be bad. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to drive sort of normal to slow, but you're not going to want to drive slow enough that people feel the need to jump in front of your car, right? So you're going to have to drive that happy medium pace that you feel like a threat a little bit if they jump in front of you. Because as soon as they start jumping in front of you, you're dicked, man. You're basically dicked. What are you going to do?
Run them over.
You know? Yeah, that's the thing. You're going to have to run them over or let them beat the piss
out of your
car.
And then when the riders see somebody get run over, then they're going to tip your car over and kill you.
So that's bad. So what you're going to want to do, getting away, try and find a building, if you can, a safe building. Try and find a building that has at least two exits because, you know, fires, people outside on one side that you can't get out of. You know, because you get in a building and there's only one exit and it's blocked. Now what? What are you going to do? If you're in that building...
Some Molotovs get tossed in the window.
Yeah, it's a bad thing. Speaking of that, stay away from the windows because rioters, they're all... Everybody's looking
for
glass.
Glass.
They're looking for glass.
We're going to...
Like freaking glass
magnets.
The
first thing to do is to bust a bunch of windows.
So make sure that you don't get by the windows. Find an interior room until you can find a way to escape. That's always the best thing. Another good thing to do is quickly check your phone. Look for social media updates, news updates, and that way you might be able to get some information of how to get out of there or where it's getting better or where to go, that kind of stuff. You know, this does sound obvious, but avoid public transportation because the rioters are probably going to
destroy public transportation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's all I have for that.
That's good. Yeah. That covered everything.
Yeah, basically everything.
I really don't have anything a lot.
Okay.
I don't have much.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't have many things.
Not much.
So these are some handy items to have that you may find useful in a riot.
Right.
The tactical pepper spray. Mm-hmm. So Kobe said don't spray that. I still think it's good. You know, you never know.
I get you.
Cornered in, you know, down an alley or something.
Yes.
And
Just be very picky and choosy when you decide
I'm,
to use
I wouldn't. I wouldn't attack anybody if you had. You know.
Yeah.
The last. That's the last.
Yeah.
Choice.
Last resort.
Make. And then you'll die. But you know, stun gun. You know they have those combination flashlight stun guns. But you're not gonna be. That's not gonna be in your EDC kit. But
could be.
It could. Or you could have it in your car, which is you know, water. So the water, you know, both to drink, rinse your face. You know, wash off your makeup.
Wash off your makeup.
You know, and it can soak your mask.
What mask?
Like if you're in smoke, you, know, you can soak your bandana.
Oh, okay, so bandana is also something we want.
Yeah. Kay. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Okay, good.
A change of clothes. You know, so when the riot breaks out and you shit your pants, you know, you've got something to change into.
Yep. Is that what SYS means? Your note just says when you SYS.
Yeah. I debated on being profane.
I get you.
But seriously, you probably are going to, there's probably going to be people crapping their pants.
Yeah.
But no, the change of clothes, you know, to look less suspicious. So you can take off your,
suit.
Your jabos jeans.
Jabos.
And
your guest jeans.
Yep. And your, your bum shirt. You don't want that getting torn.
Bum equipment.
You don't want that stuff torn up. Or your bad boy shirt.
Bad
or your chump.
Chump shirt. That's our no fear.
Nobody. Yeah. No, you're going to get beat up if you have your bad boy or your no fear shirt on.
No fear.
Big Johnson shirt. Nobody likes that in a riot.
No.
But yeah, have a change of clothes. Mm-hmm. Hats, hoodies, beanies, masks, bandanas, you know, things that you can cover your face.
Bandanas are such a good EDC item.
Man, they are.
Seriously.
And that like that one that has the stars?
Yeah.
It's the best one.
Colt & Co. makes a whole bunch of new ones now. You're going
really?
To check them out. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I should get some.
Yeah, you should.
They are. Medically, there's tons of uses for them.
Yeah.
Actually, my med tip, I will talk a little bit about the use of bandanas.
Fantastic.
Yes. Gloves, you know, if you're going to be busting glass and stealing stuff to look like a rider, but not become a rider.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses. So a lot of people, you know, I didn't really talk about this. You know, there's a lot of people wear contacts.
Yeah.
You should have a pair of glasses with you available, you know, either at work or in your car or in your EDC because tear gas is going to F your life over if you have contacts. It immediately binds to it. It ruins them and then they just burn forever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I mean, you know, if you can't get back, contacts are just, they're probably not going to be easily found. Glasses are going to last forever if you don't step on them.
Yeah.
EDC items, you know, we talked about that.
Yep.
And then a little first aid kit.
Yep. And that could be an EDC item as well.
Yeah, you can have that in there too. Yep. So those are just some useful things to have, you know, in a riot. But.
Cool.
Oh, and I put cash in there.
Yeah. Always a good idea.
Yeah.
So. That's a good EDC item as well.
Definitely.
Cash.
Definitely. Cool. Definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, except one more thing.
Okay.
So.
What is it?
Elite Survivor.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
One of our sponsors.
That's not it. I mean, that's it for the.
Oh, yeah, the podcast is done. Yeah, you guys can stop listening.
Everybody sign off.
After I tell you this.
Okay.
So, Elite Survivor, EliteSurvivor.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by EliteSurvivor.com.
EliteSurvivor.com. EliteSurvivor.com.
I'm trying to get their name out there. No, seriously, these guys, they're your premier veteran-owned and operated source for survival, prepper, bushcraft, EDC, and outdoor gear. We just talked about EDC stuff.
You know? Absolutely.
This is where to get it. Get yourselves prepared and save 15%.
That's so awesome.
I know. Off your first first order with the code.
Casual Preppers. So make sure your first order is a big one.
Please, everybody, listen. Casual Preppers, first order, 15% off.
Use the code.
Seriously. Yeah. That's awesome. They got everything for EDC.
Yeah. We got some good EDC stuff we're going to talk about they sent us.
Yeah, these guys are awesome. So,
yeah.
Elite Survivor.
Awesome. So, let's go over that stuff that you have over there.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to do that now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or do you want the medical tip?
No, I want to do this right now.
Why?
Because
you screwed everything up.
No, I did not.
Okay. You talk about it.
Well, you've got it over there. I can't really see. So
you're the one that got it first.
I know. Elite Survivor sent us a whole bunch of gear, actually. From their store.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest, the awesome, most awesomester things
fantastical
we got was
watch.
My watch. I got a new watch from Elite Survivor. These things, they're like under $20.
It's a good looking watch.
Fantastic looking watch.
More expensive than that.
Yeah. So if a riot happens, I'm going to take my watch off because I don't want to look like one of those guys that, you know, one of those like Wall Street dudes, you know, like some hedge fund manager or something like that, because I look that good in this watch. So we got a watch. We did get like
a little EDC bag.
Yeah, a little EDC type pouch, which is awesome.
Yeah, it has tons of pockets, has a little carabiner clip in it.
Yeah.
This would be sweet, like even just for medical supplies, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Your, belt.
I think that's actually what it is. It might be a little first aid. Anyways, it's a really nice little bag.
It has a lot of good compartments.
I forgot to go check and see what the price on these things were.
Ah.
I know.
You guys are just going to have to go on there and find out for yourself.
So we got some really good EDC type flashlights.
Yeah, these are perfect.
Yeah, they're tiny little.
They're small, durable.
Mm-hmm.
They're LED.
What brand is that? Does it have a brand on it?
This one doesn't.
Okay. Anyways, we got those. We got a sweet tactical pen.
This one does. The small one is Ultrafire.
Yeah, so Ultrafire EDC flashlight. We've got a tactical pen. We did get a little paracord survival bracelet.
Yep.
A lighter.
With a compass in it.
Yeah, with a compass in it.
And a little...
Yep, a little flint and ferro rod on there.
Yeah,
The ferro rod. This is just like a quick view of a bunch of the stuff that they've got. They even sell like camo outer shell stuff now.
Yeah.
They've got so much good stuff.
Like I said, they are the Amazon of survival gear.
So if you're looking for anything, go get a big order. First order is 15% off.
Yeah.
Go ahead and go do it. So let's move on, Cam.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Oh, can I finally do it now?
Yeah, I think it's time.
Oh, fine. Mm-hmm. So, tear gas.
So, yeah.
Pepper spray.
Yeah.
Both in the face. That would be painful. Well,
sounds like a nice Friday night.
Yeah. All over your face. So, yeah, you know, I've never actually looked at how do you manage this. So,
it was
educational
experience
for me. Mm-hmm. All right, so... Say you hear some thum, 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 shooting the tear gas grenades.
That's your tear gas grenade sound.
You're like the guy from Police Academy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Or you hear the spray. I don't have a sound for that one.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, that stuff is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts to, you know, the pepper spray is like instant tear gas. You know, takes 30 seconds or so, and then it starts effing with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into all the chemical garbage about it.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
This is how you manage it. You got to get the freak out of that area.
Yeah.
So get out as fast as you can. Get up high, you know, because the gas settles lower.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you hear those, you know, you remember like, what is it, Terminator 2 when he's like...
Yeah.
Shooting all those out there.
Uh-huh.
Soak a bandana or a towel, hopefully you have a bandana, in lemon juice or vinegar.
So
if you're at work, that's not going to work out. But
so we just need to make sure that's in our EDC kit.
I'm just saying. If you're at your home or anything. But yeah, if you don't, water is good too.
Because
then you're going to put it in, you know, like a little plastic bag and you can actually breathe through it to prevent breathing in a lot of those fumes. Helps with smoke too. Not the vinegar and lemon juice. I'm sure those fumes are awful to breathe into.
Yeah.
Then, say, you know, you get out of the area, get your clothes off, just get naked.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's getting real.
Girls first, ladies first, and then the guys.
Not Eugenco wearing ladies.
Until you get that makeup on and the hair done.
Yeah, then you take off them skivvies.
But get all your clothes off and get your contacts out immediately.
Okay.
So... And then rinse your eyes, you know, with cold water. And you want to rinse from the inside out. Pushes the chemical out. It's going to burn. It's unavoidable, but this will reduce the how long you're tormented with the freaking stuff. Pepper spray. You can actually rinse your face with milk.
That sounds nice.
More milk? You know that?
No idea.
You don't know?
No.
More milk? It's... That's pretty rude.
What is it?
It was Michael Jackson. That was the last thing he said before he died.
No.
He said, more milk.
Oh, the famous last words of Michael Jackson.
More milk.
Pepper spray on my face.
Squirt it. Face. Take a cold shower. So take all your clothes off, get contacts out, rinse your face, and then, or you can just rinse your face in a cold shower. Do not use warm water. because it just opens your pores and the medicine, you know, the gases and crap just sink in and really destroy you.
No bueno.
And then when you get out, wipe off with oil. That helps pull the gases and chemical off.
Like what kind of oil?
Just any. Canola.
Okay.
Extra not virgin. Not
like motor oil.
Yeah. I mean, oil's oil.
Cam told me to do this.
You smell like 90 weight.
Yeah, 15W30.
And then after, you wipe the oil off with alcohol.
Did you see my me rubbing my body with oil?
That was pretty sexy.
Yeah, it was nice.
A lot of people talked about like making your own. You can actually take Maalox and dilute it, so it's real basic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can rub that. You can clean yourself off with that.
Mm.
And that'll help reduce the burn and the itch and all that crap. Blow your nose out, get all that garbage out of your nose. And if you have it in your lungs, hopefully, you know, you have a bronchodilator like albuterol.
Yeah,
that'll help your lungs.
I got my bronchodilator.
Anyway, hope you don't get pepper sprayed or
the new Ford
tear gas. Yeah.
The Bronco, I got the new Bronco dilator.
Yeah.
Right?
You're dumb.
I'm so dumb. Okay, thank you. Fantastic medical tip, Cameron.
Yeah, isn't it? If you have to use it, I would like to know how that worked out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but casual prepper helped my eyes not burn.
So, squirt Battle milk. Box Mission 22. We did get that the other day. We made a nice little video. You've got a card over there too, Cameron.
We did make a nice video. You made a nice video.
I did make a fantastic.
I about cut my finger off.
Again. Anytime we get a knife out, you break your skin with it.
Yep.
I don't get it. Anyways.
I have to test the strength and the sharpness.
Mission 22. So the very first thing in the box was the wool military blanket. Loved it. That's one of my favorite items in the box.
Me too.
I have it in the back of my Jeep as an extra emergency type blanket. It's really cool.
It is really cool.
Yep. The Dragonfire Fatwood Fire Starter. I loved this too because this is the first time I've ever used Fatwood.
Kobe loved this box.
I freaking loved it.
No, the Fatwood was cool.
Yeah, the Fatwood was really nice. I don't know if you've used Fatwood, but that stuff is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you shave some of that stuff off and it's like.
Yeah. Although our fire was a mother to get started.
It was.
It was wet.
But you guys don't know that. It looks like we just did it in 2 seconds on the video. Yeah. It's
Fatwood. It looks like I cut the Fatwood off and didn't even start it. It just started on fire.
I know. Yeah.
So good.
That's how good we are.
Fatwood.
So then we had a Moore Knife Pro C Bushcraft, bushcrafting knife.
Love their knives.
You can't get enough.
I know. I've got a fillet knife of theirs. Yep. We've got. I love them.
I think I have three Moore knives. And for anything bushcraft, you can't beat it. And you can't beat the price on those things. They're like $13.
I know.
That one was $13.
Yeah, they're awesome.
You should go buy 50 of those things.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right now.
Yeah. No, wait just a minute. And then there was the Bushcraft Bible. So it's a book, everything bushcraft.
It's a Bible.
Yep, it's really good stuff. Zombie Tinder Pioneer Blanket Pin and Striker Defense Tool.
It was a bunch of stuff. That just looks like a pin.
Yeah, this looks like a little blanket pin to keep your blanket together, but you can actually, it has like a little flint and steel thing on to start fire, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then, as always, it comes with a Ready Man basic membership. So then once you get into the advanced box, what did they have there, Cam?
In the advanced box, you get a Wazoo Survival Gear Viking Whetstone Necklace.
Yes, and if you all saw the video we put on Instagram or Facebook, that was the one that Cam was licking incessantly.
Did you put that on there?
I did, actually.
That's what you get
for not checking social media.
Hey, you got it taken care of.
I know, that's what I'm just saying.
You do a great job.
I'll do whatever I want.
The other thing was in the advance is you get the large bushcraft style canvas rucksack.
Yeah, nice backpack.
It is. It's really, I like it. It's real rugged. It's a real nice rucksack.
Real rugged like me.
It's a real nice canvas.
So then when you get into the pro box, you get the Self-Reliance Outfitters Bushcraft Knife Making Kit. So that in a DVD.
My least favorite of the box.
Yeah, it's probably mine too. And then you get the Ready Man Premium membership. And then when you get to the Pro Plus, what was that one, Cam?
Now that was a long named knife. It's a Topps Knives Cub Compact Utility Blade. That's what Cub stands for. High carbon steel, stone washed finish.
It's just like my jeans.
It's just a freaking awesome knife. The thing that's cool is in the in the handle itself, it has a bow drill divot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So if you're, I mean,
it's a hardcore bushcraft knife.
Yeah.
It's the one I ripped through my thumb
yeah,
quite easily.
Very fast.
Yeah.
You were bleeding
still
all
have
over.
A nice little slit in my thumb right now.
So that's BattleBox Mission 22. Go check out our video. It's up on the website. You can also go see it at BattleBox's Facebook page. They uploaded it there.
Yeah.
Cool
box.
Yeah, come see us at casualpreppers.com. Come follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We do lots of cool stuff there. You get to see us live every once in a while. We do some live stuff.
We have
Instagram.
An account with Twitter, yes.
We have Twitter, too. And YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. So thanks, guys, for listening. You got anything else to say, Cam?
I don't. Thank you.
Yep.
See you. Yeah. Bye.